From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Thursday, May 14th at 8:55, almost 8:56, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And bam, after seeing the markets up for the last several days in grains, we are backing off. We did see a surge in open interest yesterday on the higher action. So today's downside would remove profits from guys that just bought yesterday. Bean market had been the leader on the upside, and you know, we've just really lost part of this 45-cent gain that we've seen over the last week's time. We are seeing technical selling after both corn and beans push through the 10-day moving averages, but the 20 days sit a little bit lower than where we are now. Big market movers this morning are thoughts that the Chinese president and U.S. president would have cordial meetings. We haven't seen any information come out about those, and those probably won't seem much until tomorrow evening. So we need to keep that one in mind. The House of Representatives did pass year-round E15. Be interesting to see as that bill goes to the Senate whether we can see passage there. I think it will see some headwinds as it heads to the Senate. Right now, we see July corn futures at 471. That's down 9.5 cents. December, 494.5, down 8.5. 491 was the 10-day moving average. 497 was the 10-day moving average on D's corn. So that may be a little resistance on any kind of a rally today. On the soybean side of things, the July beans are down 30.75 cents at 11.97¾. We've got the Novembers at 11.85¼, down 22.5. Meal futures, which were strong yesterday, are down about $5 this morning. July bean oil down 82 points at 73.50. On the wheat side of things, that had been the darling on the upside move on deteriorating situation in the U.S. Southern Plains. July Chicago wheat, 662.25, that's down 13.25. July Kansas City wheat, 710.25, down 14.5. On the livestock side of things, we saw a rebound in the cattle and the feeder cattle on huge trading ranges yesterday on reports of much stronger cash sales in the live market, particularly in the north. And I think that that's being done to meet these the demand for the Memorial Day holiday. We've got June live cattle, 254.35, that's up $1.55. August feeders, 362.80, up $1.87. And June live hogs, 99.95, that's down 92. We do have the May grains and the May hogs go off the board today. On the outside markets, crude oil is about unchanged. We've got the gold market down about $14 to $15. All the rest of the metals lower again. We are seeing the dollar index at 98.51, up 0.08, just a modest move there. So we're watching to see any kind of news or the needle moving at all on anything coming out of China, the talks between President Xi and President Trump. Be interesting to see what happens there. Keep in mind that the entourage only contained one person from the ag sector in that group. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.